From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session from afar. Joining me from his home in Smithers, British Columbia, is Alex Kuba, who has just released his seventh full-length record called Sublime. Alex, hello. Welcome. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, my pleasure, Eric. Nice to talk to you today.
And I mentioned you are at home. Home for you is where exactly?
It's in Smithers, BC, yeah.
Now, how far north of Vancouver is that?
If you drive, it's about 14 hours north.
Oh, wow. You are very far north.
Yes, I am, yeah. Some people think it's like a suburb of Vancouver or something, you know? It's like, oh, you just live north of Vancouver, but no, it's really far.
Wow. You've been there for a while, right? Almost 20 years.
Here, almost 18, yes.
Wow. How did you end up in Canada originally?
Well, I came here the first time on tour with my father's band. He had a band back then. It was also my brother in there. I was the bass player for the band.
Mm.
And while on tour in Canada, I met my wife, Sarah.
Ah.
It was in 1995. And then that same year, at the end of the year, we got married in Cuba. And then some little time went, you know, went by while we sort of decided what to do, and we ended up living in Cuba for a few years. Mm. And then in 99, we decided to move up to Smithers.
Huh.
And I went to Victoria first.
Uh-huh. Beautiful city.
For 4 years, and then up to Smithers.
Mm.
And I've been here since.
Wow, you must love it.
I do, I do. It's, you know, this place, I have to say, you know, it's responsible for a lot of my creativity.
Mm.
I write a lot of music here. Something happens to me here when I get here. You know, when I get off the road and back home, you know, it's like I connect with something. Up here, I feel completely comfortable. I like quiet places. I like, you know, for creativity, I think it's the best. And it works for me. It's wonderful to come off the road and really lay back a bit, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, undoubtedly, you have open space and free time in Smithers, British Columbia right now, especially to be creating music. Alex Kuba is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. His newest record is called Sublime. I'd love to hear a tune and talk a little bit more about your musical background. What have you got to share with us first?
I'm going to play a tune titled Ciudad Hembra, La Habana.
It's a beautiful song. We know this well. What is the story? How does it translate?
Well, I'm saying, you know, it's called Female City. Ciudad Hembra means a female city. And it's the energy that I always felt in Havana. I'm not from the city in Cuba, but every time I went to, you know, to the city, to Havana, I will feel this, you know, open, positive, you know, feminine, I think, because it creates a lot of things. There's a lot of music, a lot of art happening in Havana. And so one day this idea comes into my mind, you know. I started writing it from the chorus. You know, La Habana es una ciudad hembra que no tiene freno ni tampoco rienda. But then I developed the lyrics to say that, you know, basically what I'm saying is that it's a famous city in the world. Everybody, or most people, knows or heard of Havana before.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what's amazing about it is that everybody, or most people, you know, have a different idea of it. You know, some people hate it, some people love it, some people think it's amazing, some people think they're stopped in time. The city, you know, it's like when you go there, it's like traveling back in time. You go back to the 50s or something. And so that's pretty much what the chorus says. You know, it's a magical place where time doesn't exist, and nothing is either false or true, you know.
And so I gather you have an acoustic guitar in your hand, yeah?
I'm ready. I'm ready here with my love machine.
Let's hear it. This is Alex Kuba playing live on JPR Live Sessions.
Goes like this. Ay, en La Habana y en cualquier lugar, quien se lleva por las apariencias, quien esconde toda la inocencia, quien no aprende a respetar más. de lo que alguien te pueda decir. Solo júzgalo con tu experiencia, que mirar la vida sí te enseña que las luces al brillar están buscando el ojo que quiera alucinar. Hagámonos los tontos para irnos a jugar. Yeah, 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 yeah. La Habana es una ciudad hembra que no tiene freno ni tampoco riendas, donde si te duermes te pasan la cuenta. Ya no existe el tiempo y nada es mentira ni es verdad. La Habana es una ciudad hembra que no tiene freno ni tampoco riendas, donde si te duermes te pasan la cuenta. Ya no existe el tiempo y nada es mentira ni es verdad. Soy el misterio de una realidad que no quiere que nadie comprenda, que no deja nunca de dar vueltas, que no se puede parar. Más, siempre encuentras cuando buscas más, si le das un chance a la conciencia. Si total lo entienda quien lo entienda, si tú sabes que al final están buscando el ojo que quiera alucinar. Hagámonos los tontos para irnos a jugar. Yeah, 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 yeah. La Habana es una ciudad hembra que no tiene freno ni tampoco riendas, donde si te duermes te pasan la cuenta. Ya no existe el tiempo y nada es mentira ni es verdad. La Habana es una ciudad hembra que no tiene freno ni tampoco riendas, donde si te duermes te pasan la cuenta. Ya no existe el tiempo y nada es mentira ni es verdad. La Habana es una ciudad. La Habana es una ciudad hembra que no tiene freno ni tampoco riendas, donde si te duermes te pasan la cuenta. Ya no existe el tiempo y nada es mentira ni es verdad. La Habana es una ciudad hembra.
It's fantastic. Ciudad Hembra. That's Alex Cuba. He's my guest on JPR Live Sessions. That one comes from the record called Sublime. Hey, before we go any further, do you prefer Alex Cuba or Alex Cuba? And what do you tolerate?
Oh my God. I have a story about it, of course.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I think it's better to say Alex Cuba.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you why. Because, you know, for non-Spanish-speaking audiences, you know, or people, Cuba, if you say Cuba, could sound like something else. Like one time I was in England, I was being interviewed on a radio station there, and the host says, "Oh, I'm here, my guest is Alex Cuba, right?" And somebody phoned in and say, "Hey, I didn't know that Alex Cooper had such a Latin accent, you know, ever since." So,
yeah. Oh, man. You have talked about a style of music that I am unfamiliar with, which is trova music, and that being the direction that you were interested in going as a singer and songwriter. Tell me what characteristics trova music has. And you mentioned that there's a traditional style and a new trova. What's the difference there?
You know, I think trova is anything that has more intentions than only make you dance.
Mm.
Trova is typically melodically beautiful, with heavy harmonies. That, I think, is a big specific of the genre, you know. But it's also deep in his poetry, you know, and anything like that always, of course, interests me. And so to that, you know, coming from that, I have incorporated new sounds, you know, into it, because the truth is that I have embraced where I live. I'm not the kind of immigrant, and I, you know, no pun intended here, but I have never looked back, you know, and for a good reason, is because I found love in Canada.
Sure.
And love is a universal reason for birds to immigrate, for everything, you know. And
yeah.
And when you do that, what happens is that you open yourself up to a new world, and that will make the world where you come from even bigger. That's my view on it, and that's what I've done music-wise, you know. So I'm a troubadour, I'm a singer-songwriter, and coming from that rich traditional, you know, tradition of Cuban music, you know, I've been able to incorporate sounds of British Columbia, of northern British Columbia into my music.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
I remember seeing you in concert last year at Sisters Folk Festival, and...
Oh, that was great, yeah.
You are very open about... collaborating with other musicians, bringing them up to perform with you, and creating new sounds.
Yeah, I like the energy. I like collaborating with other musicians. It's fun, you know. It's and I know why you say that, because some musicians are terrified about that. I know why you're saying that. I know where you're coming from. But
yeah.
But also I think it's because I was, for a long time, before I became a singer-songwriter, I was a musician myself, you know?
Mm.
I was the bass player for a band. So music for me is not only one thing. It's a huge 3D world kind of thing, you know? I see, like I write a tune, for example, and immediately I got the arrangement happening, you know? I hear it and I start recording it. And that's because I was a musician before, only a musician, you know, before, for a long time before I became a singer-songwriter. And so jamming and having, you know, people, all the musicians bring something in, you know, their interpretation of what you're doing, sometimes works beautiful. Sometimes it doesn't, I have to say it. But sometimes, but when it works, it's beautiful and it's fun and the audience love it, you know?
Yeah. Hey, you mentioned that you have a new song for us that you want to share. This is something that you've not recorded yet, right? Diablo de un Segundo?
Yes. I got my mini studio going on and right in my living room. And about a month ago, or a bit more, CBC Radio here in Canada got a hold of me to see if I wanted to be part of a tribute to Bill Withers' show they were doing, you know?
Mm.
And if I wanted to sing a song of his. And I said, well, okay, that'd be cool. And I thought immediately of doing Just the Two of Us.
Yeah.
Which is, to be honest, I didn't listen to his music when I was growing up in Cuba. Bill wasn't famous in Cuba. He wasn't played in Cuba. But when I moved to Canada, that song, it was the first song that I heard from him. And of course, it left an impression in me, right?
Yeah,
so I started getting ready to do that, and I set up my studio in my living room and started recording. And then when I did it, it opened up huge creativity, you know, for me. I was excited, and I started writing a lot of music. I started writing new songs and stuff, and I got going recording a few of those new tunes. And then I said to myself, why not release some of this? Mm. You know, the beauty of this is that, of course, this time that we're going through is nothing that we will want to remember, but I think that we won't forget it, you know? So why not artistically, since I'm writing something, you know, that is maybe melancholic, but it's still optimistic, why not put it, you know, releasing this in sort of, you know, marking this time and saying, you know, music is still with me here in the middle of this, you know, little bit of a strange time that we live in and whatever, but
yeah.
This is what I'm putting out, you know, for everybody. So I decided to, yeah, like I said, to record a few of those, and it's cool, I think, because, you know, for they will forever have the thing attached to them that I recorded them right in my living room, you know, and
yeah.
I'm really happy to be releasing three of those songs.
So how does this title directly translate then? What is your intent with Diablo de un Segundo?
Diablo de un Segundo translates, I think, something like passing demons.
Okay.
Because the lyric said at the moment, at some point in there, said that that I am jealous, you know, to look outside of my window and see so much, and see the world outside of my window, but not having any freedom as a bird will, you know, have right now. I can see a bird flying or something, and I lose faith in those minutes without hope, you know. Mm. And then at the end, I said, well, I know that it's still, you know, I'm still holding my dreams, and they will make me, you know, get through this, of course.
I can't wait to hear it. This is Alex Cuba playing live on JPR.
Quiero que se acabe el día para así olvidarme de que la mañana fue tan larga y fría, casi abrió una herida. Celos de no ser tan libre y de estar mirando como la esperanza de mis manos huye en esos minutos sin fe. De silencios, una algarabía que empieza en mi pecho y en tu voz anida, son todos mis sueños, son todos mis sueños, son todos mis sueños.
Alex Cuba is my guest live today on Jefferson Public Radio. That's a new song, not on his latest album. That record, by the way, came out last year, called Sublime. That is beautiful. What a great song.
Thank you so much.
Hey, is your music, I mean, obviously your music is extremely well regarded in Canada. You've won Juno Awards. You've also won Latin Grammys, regular Grammy nominations. Is there a strong following for Latin music in Canada?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
I mean, like maybe it. Not like in it. Smithers, but elsewhere.
I like it, and I have a lot to say about it. You know, when I moved to Canada, Latin music was so new here. Latin music was so, you know, so new. And so we started, you know, working and... And one thing I have to tell you is that I never got afraid or got discouraged from playing for people that never heard of Latin music before. To me, that was the challenge, was real, of course, but it was a beautiful challenge. I was never put down by it. And because I thought something inside of me told me, you know what? Beauty is a common denominator in all humans. Everyone likes beauty. Yeah. You know, it's very weird that somebody doesn't like something that is beautiful. You know, it's very weird. Anyway, so that always stayed inside of me, and up, you know, this many years now into my career, I can tell that I have, you know, of course we've helped growing out audiences for this kind of music in Canada, and still funny moments happened here and there, you know, it's because the more I develop my music in Canada, the more unique it sounds. And once in a while, I get, you know, somebody that comes up to me and say, oh, man, when I listen to your music tonight, whatever, just reminded me of Cuba, you know. And I go, oh, okay, you know, it's like, I guess the lines are still not defined from, you know, all of the diaspora of Latin music, you know. But now we have more audience than before. I've been lucky, though. And like I said, I believe that beauty is something that most humans feel, because it's true. CBC Radio has, embraced me from the beginning. They play my music, they find it beautiful, and it has created quite a few followers for me in the country. We're going to be seen in a few years from now, you know, as pioneers of Latin music in Canada. Yeah.
Well, hopefully we've done the same here in Southern Oregon and Northern California and found you some fans in this area as well.
Oh, thank you.
You mentioned people coming up and saying that, you know, when they hear you, they are reminded of Cuba. You have been back to Cuba. What is the reception like for you and for your music in Cuba?
Oh, man. Well, this is a little bit of a sensitive point, and sensitive because for some reason, Cuba decided not to play my music, not to acknowledge that I was winning Latin Grammys, etc., 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 right? So it was kind of very weird. But now on this, and then, you know, of course, weird things like this will happen. You know, I'm walking the streets of Havana with my family, you know, on a little holiday or whatever, and no one recognizes me on the street. Doesn't matter. I don't care. But here and there is the odd Canadian that sees me and screams my name on the street. Alex Cuba! We love you in Canada! And so this is Cuba, and then have Canadian people, you know, recognizing me there. So now, I'm happy about that, because that means I have done something out of, you know, the new country where I chose to live, you know? That's wonderful, and that's actually, I really like that. But this latest album that we're talking about, Sublime, of course, took me back to Cuba. I felt, you know, that it was the right moment to do that, and I started creating the songs, and then I heard collaborations, you know, in my mind.
Yeah, didn't you have Omar Portuondo sing with you?
Yes.
Yeah,
I heard the voices of Kelvis Ochoa, which is a Cuban guy too.
Sure.
And Pablo Milanes, which is our Cuban Bob Dylan or something like that. And so I went to Cuba and I made all of that happen. And last year, I went and I did a little promotion on the radio. Somebody invited me to you know, to do a little promo in a few different radio stations. And I got to tell you, it was amazing to see, to watch their reactions to my music.
That's got to feel validating for what you do.
Oh, my God. But it was like it was like they've never heard anything like that before. Huh. I'm like, what? And then I got questions like, where have you been? And how? I don't know. I don't know why I never heard of your music before. Oh my God, I'm a fan already. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I've been hiding, just you know, working on my craft before I come here to Cuba and let you guys all hear what I sound like, you know. Anyway, yeah. It was amazing. But you know what? I don't regret any of it. It's like I said at the beginning, I have embraced where I live, so nothing like that puts me, you know, down or makes me sad or anything, and makes me distracted. You know, I've been very focused in doing something and creating something, and I know that if it has any value at some point, people will know it, you know.
So. Right. Well, I have to say, when I first heard your music, I had the same reaction. Why have I not heard of you before this day? I'm already a fan.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's a joy to hear you sing and play, and I'm so grateful that you took time to join us today for a live session. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Eric. Nice talking
to you. Hey, before we hear one last tune, I want to ask how you're doing. I mean, obviously, you live in an incredibly beautiful location. Northern British Columbia is phenomenal, but you are also, as a result of our current environment, stuck there to some degree. How are you making out, and what are you doing to pass the time?
You know, I, of course, at the beginning it was challenging. I was getting ready for a big tour in the U.S. you know, something that now you mentioned, Sisters Folk Festival.
Yeah.
That moment was beautiful for me. I played there and I had an incredible time, you know. I have to be honest with you, I wasn't expecting such a lovely reaction from the audience there. You know, I was the only Spanish-speaking, you know, singer in there, right? And it was beautiful. Anyway, on the way back from there, a booking agent from the United States gets a hold of us, and we started, you know, communicating. And then it resolved in a beautiful relationship. I loved what they're doing, and they love my music, etc., etc. So they work hard, and they had this tour lined up for me, and starting early March, you know, all the way to April. And it was difficult when it all, you know, started, you know, to crumble, and to show started to get canceled, and I'm, oh my God. So we, you know, I had to stay home, so the tour was canceled. And those 2 weeks following the cancellation of the tour and stuff like that, they were a little bit difficult, you know, because we weren't sure what was going to happen, you know, and the whole thing was, you know, scary in a way, right?
Yeah.
But then after that, of course, you know, I made the shift, I guess, you know, thanks to CBC Radio, I have to say, you know, they got me recording music. And from there, I sort of have to have, sort of seem to have, you know, like a better handle on things, you know. And I think we're doing all right. I'm doing okay. I'm
good.
I'm, you know, dealing in my house, you know, with energies. And because one thing that it happened to my kids is that immediately their reality changed. So they changed night. They made now they go to bed really late and, you know, get up at whatever time. So that at the beginning was kind of weird, but, you know, we sort of making the best out of it. And and like you said, this is a beautiful place. So it's and we are lucky enough, you know, to have to live in a place with a small population. So we can go outside. We, you know, we can walk.
Yeah.
We can I can go
sure
on my scooter. I just put insurance on my scooter. So I love, you know, taking my scooter around and, you know, things like that, and, you know, riding my bike. And Sarah, my wife, she loves working on, you know, in the gardens, and she plants vegetables and, you know, whatever. And I try to help her the much as I can. With that, it's a very, very good thing for me to balance my mind, to do
so
other,
busy.
Yeah, to do all kind of work, not just music, you know?
Yeah. Well, when all of this passes, I do hope that at some point you might be able to stop by and see us in person.
I will hope to do so soon, man.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much for doing this. Alex Cuba is my guest on JPR Live Sessions. His latest release is called Sublime. You've got one more song for us?
I do, and it's entitled Dividido. This is a special track because even though he acknowledges that the world seems to be, in many ways, divided, it also says, you know what, acknowledging that, let's move forward and now embrace all of our differences, you know.
Let's hear it. This is Alex Cuba on JPR.
Con tanta gente que existe y tú te fijas en mí. En este mar de colores me divulgas así. A mí me gusta la noche y tú eres de madrugar. Es tan extraño que el tiempo nos quisiera encontrar. Sin intentar entenderlo, lo encuentro perfecto. Nuestra diferencia es del mundo el reflejo. Ya se ha puesto viejo creer que la vida es mejor cuando todo es igual. Dividido está el mundo, dividido. Si vas a bailar conmigo, escoge cualquier camino. Dividido está el mundo, dividido. Si vas a bailar conmigo, escoge cualquier camino. Oyendo esta melodía me decido a bailar. Quizás denoto en los ojos tú te quieres sentar. A ti te gusta el silencio y yo no paro de hablar. Es mágico y divertido de otro punto mirar. Sin intentar entenderlo, lo encuentro perfecto. Nuestra diferencia es del mundo el reflejo. Ya se ha puesto viejo creer que la vida es mejor cuando todo es igual. Yeah, 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 yeah. Dividido, está el mundo dividido. Si vas a bailar conmigo, escoge cualquier camino. Dividido, está el mundo dividido. Si vas a bailar conmigo, escoge cualquier camino. Razón tienen las aves al migrar, volar cambiando de aire y de lugar, buscar la tempestad sin miedo a resentir lo nuevo. Dividido, si vas a bailar conmigo tú ve. Dividido, que está el mundo dividido. Si vas a bailar conmigo, escoge cualquier camino. Si vas a bailar conmigo, escoge cualquier camino. Si vas a bailar conmigo, oh, 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 yeah. Escoge cualquier camino.
That one is called Dividido. Alex Cuba is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. That one from the record that came out last year called Sublime. Information can be found at sublime.alexcuba.com, I believe, is where the website forwards. Alex, thanks again for doing this. It's wonderful to chat with you.
Yeah, man. Likewise.